From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. One of the toughest decisions folks face in the workforce is whether to become a stay-at-home parent or continue on with their job. The Watching Your Wealth podcast walks us through this very personal, often emotional decision. Coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Kenan Hickman is a wealth manager at Equity Concepts. Welcome, Kenan.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, Kenan, first I want to say that the question of whether to continue working or become a stay-at-home parent is a highly personal one, and it can be very emotional. And I wanted to talk to you because I know you and your wife are recently going through some of these emotions and some of this decision-making. Can you tell us about some of those emotions that you felt?
Sure, yeah. It's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. As a person in the financial services world, I think about the financial side, but there certainly is a lot of emotion attached to each one of these decisions. The reality of it is that for somebody that is used to working, becoming reliant on somebody else for their livelihood is a very challenging thing to overcome.
Great point.
I think that's probably been one of the most remarkable things and questions that we've had to overcome so far is trying to understand what their value is going to be as a stay-at-home parent and feeling like you're going to struggle to be devalued in the eyes of your partner.
Oh, I see.
The reality of it is that parents have one of the most difficult and valuable jobs on the planet, but it's just a different one. And it feels different than going into work, going into the office on a daily basis.
Yeah, because so much of our identities are tied up with our jobs, our relationships, how we relate to our partner is affected by that as well. There's also that fact of, losing the colleague relationships. You go in, you maybe socialize a little bit, you get to know your colleagues, and then suddenly you're home by yourself, it may feel a bit isolating, and that could be difficult too. So I would think there's a lot of perhaps some loss, some joy, a little bit of grief, a little bit of everything in there, some fear potentially. So it sounds like it's good to be aware that some of these emotions may exist when you go into making that decision.
Now, Absolutely, and you have to be able to reconcile all of those emotions into making a good decision for you because the thing is that many people walk into this situation and they go into making the decision on what they think they should. What they think they should do or what maybe even other people think that they should do. But they need to make the decision based on what they want to do and what's right for them.
Great point. That's a really great point. Yeah, it's always good to do what, based on those shoulds that usually doesn't lead in a happy place for anybody.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about the finances. You said first, have a plan before you make this decision.
Yeah, that's right. You have to have a plan. You have to map out your daily activities. In particular, if you're somebody that's very goal-driven, you need to make sure that you have objectives for what you're going to do when you stay at home and what sort of accomplishments you want to walk through as a family with your kids. You're used to being able to stay on track and get your bonuses and meet certain measurable sort of things. And now it's a little bit different. You're going to be measuring based on the happiness of your kids and whether or not they grow up to be responsible citizens and that sort of thing. And so you have to get on the same page with you and your spouse about who's going to be doing what and for what purpose to make sure that everybody's moving in the same direction.
Indeed, it's a different set of goals, yeah. Financially, too, you're going to be losing an income, so you need to plan for that or think about that before you make the leap. I would think most people do, but, maybe that in theory is different than actually not having that income.
Oh, that's absolutely right. Typically what we do is we recommend people that are thinking about staying at home to live on one salary for a year. It's
before
a significant undertaking. But, you know, the reality of it is that there's no better practice than real life.
Yeah.
And so if you can convince yourself and work it into your daily lifestyle to live on one salary for an entire year, then you can feel confident going into making that decision.
You also want to be thinking about retirement, too, because this decision that you're making today not only affects your finances today, but it's also going to affect your finances when you retire down the road. So tell us what we need to be considering with that.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt about it that you're going to have less money, right, because you're losing a salary and you're going to be not only affecting your cash flow, but you're going to affect your retirement plan as well. And so you need to account for that. You know, there are certain things that you can do prior to leaving. One suggestion that we make is to make sure that you're maxing out your 401k early on in the year. You know, for example, most people will save on a periodic basis, maybe on a monthly basis equally to level out cash flow. But when you do that, you may miss out on potential matching opportunities if you quit work halfway through the year. So trying to maximize, you know, whatever match and whatever tax deferral you can get before you leave is always a good suggestion. The other thing is that, you know, a lot of folks are supplementing their income through part-time work or online advice, blogging, small businesses, stay-at-home businesses, that sort of thing. Anything that you can do to make a little bit of money and be diligent enough to put it away and invest it is going to make a difference when you go to retire later down the road.
Indeed. And I would think it make you feel a little bit more empowered, too, if you're missing that element of, you know, day-to-day work that's outside the home. So many great tips. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And this has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.